Paxton is een van die grootste spelers in die drukmedia en verpakkingsbedrywe in Suid-Afrika. Die maatskappy is in 1980 deur Terry Moelman en Noel Coburn gestig en dit publiseer vandag 'n groot aantal gemeenskapskoerante reg oor die land as ook die Citizen koerant. Dit het ook beduidende belange in die verpakkings- en kommersiële drukbedryf. Paxton is ook 'n sogenaamde SA beperk maatskappy omdat dit feitlik al sy inkomste en winste uit die Suid-Afrikaanse ekonomie verdien. Die groep het vandag jaarresultate bekend gemaak en dit was vir die boekjaar tot einde Junie. In die tydperk was die omset 6,3% laer op 5,2 miljard rand. Die wesensverdienste het egter meer as verdriedubbel tot 280 miljoen rand of 75 sent per aandeel, waarvan 50 sent as 'n dividend aan aandeelhouers teruggegee word. Daar is geen skuld op die balansstaat nie en daar is bykans 2 miljard rand se kontant in die bank. Saam met my in die ateljee is Tim Holden. Hy is Paxton se besturende direkteur. Tim, thank you so much for joining me. The jump in profits, really it is impressive. But how far are you from pre-COVID levels?
Thank you very much. I think we've delivered an extremely pleasing set of results and operating profits year on year, which is not a fair comparison because of the impacts of the hard lockdown pandemic last year, more than increased by fivefold. But compared to pre-COVID levels, and we monitor our business against the pre-COVID to see how we are recovering, it is very interesting that our operating profits are nearing those levels. So even in a year where the pandemic still affected some of our operations, we've managed to still get back to nearly pre-COVID levels.
Is that a form of normalization of profitability and operations, or are you still concerned that COVID and the current lockdown may still have an impact?
I think the country as a whole has learned to live better with the pandemic. Obviously, the health and safety of our employees are important and our ability to keep our operations running. But we've learned how to operate in this new environment, and we definitely saw the second 6 months with our demand from our customers definitely improving. And because of the actions we took straight after the hard lockdown on costs and closing some divisions, unfortunately, and restructuring some of the other divisions, that increased demand on a lower cost structure really impacted positively our profits.
One of the divisions you closed was the magazine division, which is a pity because print media in South Africa is under a lot of pressure. I don't think we will see new magazines in the near future. But how do you think COVID actually impacted the publishing and printing industry? Will there be long-term harm?
I think the publishing of all areas that we operate in, the publishing side has been the hardest hit by the pandemic. You know, one always said about the viruses, it attacks often when a weak area, and that's no different that we found in our businesses. So where we had a weak area like magazine publishing that had been struggling irrespective of the pandemic for 5, 6, 7 years with declining revenues, declining circulations, the pandemic was the last nail in the coffin. So I think as a whole, the pandemic has had a tremendous effect on the publishing industry. Having said that, though, the other side of our publishing industry, which is interesting, the local newspapers, is still a very viable business and has definitely still got a lot of legs going into the future.
How many of those community newspapers do you still publish?
I think the interesting fact is we've got 110 different newspapers all around the country, and they deliver to every week for 52 weeks a year. This is the interesting stat, 3 million newspapers. So 3 million newspapers with all the advertising inserts that the national retailers want to get to their consumer base goes every week to 3 million households.
And that's delivered on their doorstep?
Delivered on their doorstep, yes.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. Sometimes people think about the print media and you don't appreciate the distribution efforts going into that.
Absolutely, and I think we underplay the importance of that distribution channel to our national retailers. To get that amount of bulk product and price advertising to a consumer base every week is an unbelievable advantage.
But Paxton in the past was very dependent on the media business, the publishing side of it, like we've discussed now. But you've also invested significantly into packaging businesses. And packaging slowly but surely is becoming a very, very significant profit driver for the company. I think it's around 46% of the total operating profit comes from the packaging side. What is the strategy? Will you continue to invest in that side of the business and just manage the media side?
Over the last 5 to 6 years, packaging has become a greater proportion of our operating profits. And as you mentioned, it's nearing the 46% part. We see packaging as our growth area. It's the area in which we have invested heavily. We have done a number of acquisitions. Notably, 7 years ago, we bought the Nampak Cartons and Label business. And from a business in the stable of Nampak that was under huge pressure, we've turned that around into generating excellent profits. So we have managed to grow a business, and we are definitely continually on the outlook for new acquisitions. On the other side of our business, we will manage those as tightly as possible. We will generate the good cash flows that they still generate, and we still think that whole business model of local papers, commercial printing of the advertising material, is still a very, very viable business into the future.
And then just lastly, let's talk about COVID-19 and maybe a bit closer to home. Caxton has around 5,500 employees, which is a significant workforce. What is your approach towards vaccination and the protection of those employees from the virus?
Yes. We without doubt a vaccination pro company, and we have communicated the company's stance or the board stance in respect of that. And we are also partnering with government and AME in doing a pro-vaccination campaign to support explaining to people why vaccinations are important. We are definitely not at the stage of forcing people to have vaccination. We are just surveying. It's not impacting our businesses significantly that we have to, but we definitely do communicate with our employees that we would support them getting vaccinations.
Dankie Tim, dit was Tim Holden, hy is Caxton se bestuurende direkteur.